Parak Yud about? Where did we go last time? So Parak Yud was about the permission that Hashem gives us to engage in the mashal and the nimshal. Right? Meaning, we know the truth at this point. Let's go back to really the title page of the whole Shaar Yichud V'Amunah. I mean, we had the Chinuch Katan introduction, but after that, when we got to sort of the opening line prior to Parak Aleph, where he says that my goal in writing this is to explain a little bit, give you a glimpse into the Zohar's understanding of Shema and Baruch Shem. That Shema is what we call Yichud De'ilah, and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed is called Yichud Tata. And the implied question, of course, is how do you speak of different levels of unity? But now we understand, right? We don't even if we didn't finish, Halavai Bishvi Zoichet to finish the last two prakim, but even if we didn't finish, we know the answer. The answer is that there's a higher truth and there's a lower truth. There's the reality as it exists, the oneness of Hashem, which is a perfect oneness. That's the mashal that we've been giving of, so to speak, living within the ball of the sun, where the ray of light has no independent existence. And then there's Yichud Tata, there's a lower reality where Hashem, and again, we've explained last time, it was very chazak. The Baal HaTanya said, Hashem gives us permission to live with the mashal. We're allowed to talk about chesed versus gvura versus tiferes. We could talk about a world of distinction and differentiation. And that's not kfira. Right? You see, that's the antithetical to Hashem Echad. Right? If you're looking at the world, you're going to see a lot of different things. When you go to Yichud De'ilah, you cover your eyes. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's nothing other than Hashem. But Hashem allows us, what we learned our last time, was Hashem allows us to talk in terms of what he calls oros and spheros, right? To talk about the rays of light as they appear, so to speak, to us. Okay, so continuing in that theme in Perek Yud Aleph, in the second to last chapter, the Baal HaTanya says, let's talk about a famous statement of Chazal, and I'll pull it up for a second, just so we can make sure we have it clear. In Pirkei Avos, in the fifth Perek. In Pirkei Avos, the fifth Perek begins, Ba'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. With 10 ma'amaros, the world was created. What are ma'amaros? Chaver, what are ma'amaros? Ma'amaros is usually translated as utterances, expressions of speech. So with 10 expressions of speech, Hashem created the world. That's what, excuse me, when you look at the beginning of the Chumash, you'll find that the word Vayomer appears 9 times, and the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that the word Bereishis is also an expression of speech. So to speak, Hashem said, Vayomer this, Vayomer that, right? Vayomer Hashem, let there be light. Vayomer Hashem, let there be a rakia. Vayomer Hashem, let there be man. Hashem, in creating the world, was speaking things into creation. Hu amar, he says, Vayehi, and it is, and it will be. Hashem's word creates reality. But the Baal HaTanya now tells us that that's only true from our perspective. When we say that Hashem said like this, or Hashem said like that, Hashem produced like this, and Hashem produced like that, the very notion of Asar Ma'amaros, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, we can only talk about Ma'amaros, speech, and really going back to what we learned in the opening Perek, the concept of letters, right? If you remember, he quoted the Baal Shem Tov in the first Perek. Baal Shem Tov explained the pasuk La'olam Hashem Devarcha Nitzav Vashamayim, right? The word of Hashem, the letters of Hashem, are still in their place, upholding that reality. So when we talk about letters, and if you remember, I told you the Baal Tanya himself was zoch at the end of his life to see the letters of reality. If we could see the letters that everything was made up of, we'd say, "Wow, it's such a high level." It's still a low level, because the very notion of letters, the very notion of a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking, and therefore it reveals a particular thing that's only from our perspective. From the higher perspective, it's all one. Hashem's essence, Hashem's will, Hashem's thought, Hashem's actions, as we learned a couple of prakim ago, Hashem's speech, it's all one. From our perspective, we talk about Hashem's intellectual attributes, Hashem's emotional attributes, the thought of God, the will of God, the emotions of God, kiviyachol, the speech of God, the letters of God, the words. The Torah is really just one thing. We read it, different letters, different words, Bereishis, Bara, Elohim. Each one is made up of different letters, can be translated differently, right? Each thing is made up of different osios. That's all from our perspective. That's not true from the higher perspective. Okay, so let's see. V'hinei gam asara ma'amaros gam kein nekro b'shem ma'amaros l'gabe ha'nevra'im b'vad. When we talk about the ma'amaros, when we talk about the utterances, the expressions that Hashem said to create the world, that's also, again, we're only speaking from our perspective. From our perspective, so to speak, down below, outside of the ball of the sun, we could talk about Hashem said like this and Hashem said like that. But really, all 613 mitzvahs are really one mitzvah. The whole Torah, all of its different words, letters, concepts, it's really all one thing. That the higher up you go to the root, the more you realize that there's nothing but that absolute oneness of Hashem's reality. So whether it's our existence within Hashem's mind, or reality as existing within Hashem's words, that's all from our perspective. Let's read the words again. V'hinei gam asara ma'amaros, when we talk about the 10 expressions of speech of creation, the 10 utterances. Gam kein nekro b'shem ma'amaros l'gabe nivra'im b'lvat. It's only called expressions of speech from the perspective of nivra'im, from the perspective of created beings like ourselves, not from God's perspective. And let's explain how that works. Ki kumo shehamidos shebenishmas ha'adam. Kishabos lizgalos b'maisa. Just like a person when he wants to reveal how he's feeling through an action. He has a what? He has a midah. He has an emotion. He has a feeling. And he wants to now express that in some type of action. Hein bos melubashos ba'othios hamachshava. At first, what? It envelops, it expresses itself enveloped in the letters of his thoughts. So let's make it very real for a second, okay? So you had something really good happen to you today. And you're feeling good. So that emotional experience, which you're now going to try to express to your friend. Right? So you had a great experience today. So you want to tell Ami about the great experience you had today. So you have a feeling. That feeling then forms letters, words, ideas in your mind. And then eventually what? Eventually you'll be able to what? To express those ideas. To bring that from the world of Machshava into Dibor. Maybe even to act on those ideas. Maybe to do something. Maybe you're motivated to do something because of the thought and the thing that you said, which was generated by an emotional feeling that you had. So therefore, kamo shehamidos shebenishmas ha'adam, just like the emotions of a person, kishabos lesgalos v'maitza, when they want, or when they actually manifest themselves through action, they come by way of the letters of one's mind. So for example, kigon, midas chesed v'rachman, right? You have a good feeling inside of yourself, it inspires you to want to what? To perform an act of kindness or mercy. So that midah of chesed and rachman, which exists within an neshama, I efshar lavo lidei esgalus b'pol mamish, it can't come to manifest itself fully, it can't come to express itself in a tangible way, in a real way. You can't actually perform an act of chesed until you first do what? Ki im al yidei shemechashe b'daito, you have to first think, what is it that I want to do? I contemplate. I'm thinking, you know what? Hashem has blessed me with good parnasa. I want to give tzedakah. So I have to start thinking, who do I want to give tzedakah to? Why do I want to give tzedakah? Right? I start to formulate letters, ideas in my mind. Then I may even express it. Right? I say I want to give tzedakah. And then I actually go ahead and give tzedakah. I'm actually able to transform it from a machshava to a dibor into a maisa. So a person can't, even putting aside the step of dibor for a moment, right, just going, let's say, machshava to maisa, I can't do something until I first have thought about it. Ki I efshar lasos buli machshava, I can't act upon it until I first contemplate it, right? That's obvious to us. Ve'im mitzava la'achirim lasos, and if I'm going to, let's say, make it a reality by way of someone else, kumo ha'melech, like a king who commands his servant to do whatever it is that the king is thinking about, Azai mislabeshes midat chesed. It envelops itself. This midah of chesed envelops itself. Gam ba'usios hamachshava ba'usios hadibor. So the king has a feeling, which then becomes a thought, which then becomes a command to his subjects, which then becomes an action. And the same thing is true not only when a king commands a subject, but the same thing is true when I have a feeling towards my friend, right, and I've thought about it. And now I want to express it in words and maybe even act upon it, right? It could be a friend, it could be a spouse, it could be a person who's dating and now there's a feeling and they start to thinking about it constantly and then they want to try to express it to their beloved, right? And then when I act upon it, to maybe to get married, right? So there's a process of taking a feeling, an emotion, to take a midah, to turn it into a machshava, then to a dibur, and then to bring it down into the realm of maisa. So too, Hashem wants us in the lower realms to get to know Him. How can I know Hashem? So Hashem allows us to experience Him by way of a mashal called the Sviros, through the thoughts, the emotions of Hashem. Kach al derech mashal. Again, of course, it's a mashal. But so too, by way of a mashal, by way of a parable, by example, figuratively speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same. Kach hu al derech mashal midosav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishabos lebechinas hisgalus pu'ulasan betachtonim. When Hashem wants to show us what chesed looks like lamaisa, nikra giloi zeh, v'hamshachas pu'ula zo b'shem ma'amar. We call that revelation, that drawing down of that pu'ula, of that action, from being something which is just part of the essence of Hashem to manifesting itself in our world, we call that ma'amar. The same way that if you have an idea and you want to share it with Daniel, so you have to put it into words, put it into letters. So Hashem, so to speak, all from our perspective, is speaking to us. Hashem is bringing it down into words through speaking v'tzeiruf osios, and by combinations, by arranging the letters in different ways. Sha'arei e efshar shetiyeh shum pu'ula nimshachas mimedosav hakadoshos b'li tzeirufim hanikram b'shem osios. Because to take that life force, to take that energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to make it what? To make it into something of this world, that only happens by way of what? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, speaking. Hashem has to speak. Hashem has to turn it into letters. Again, it's all, let's be very clear, this is all from our perspective. Right? The same way that a ray of light outside the ball of the sun looks like something that you could describe, something you can interact with. So Hashem, so to speak, in revealing His essence to this world, uses a process of tzimtzum, a process of constriction, a process of what? Of concealing for the sake of revealing, as we learned in earlier prakim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks. Think about how you speak. Think about what happens when you speak. It's very interesting. When a person is speaking, they're not breathing. Think about that for a second. You ever think about that? When I'm talking and my breath is going out, I'm giving up my life. Now I pause and I take a breath. Now I breathe in. But when I'm speaking, I'm blowing. It's like very much like Hashem. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, that Hashem blew a spirit into life, into Adam. When a person is speaking, they're not really breathing at that moment. Right? They're turning their life force, that life force, the breath of air, so to speak, they're turning it into letters. Furthermore, think about the process of what? How the mouth, how the tongue, how the lips, how the teeth, how the palate chop up the sounds in order to form words. I mean, it's hard to speak when you think about it too much. But it's so complicated what my lips, what my tongue, what my palate are doing now, where my teeth are blocking and opening and revealing and concealing. So that whole process of speech, what we call speech, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also doing. Except it's a mashal. By us, we're actually speaking. By Hashem, to us, it looks like speaking. From the higher realm, it's not really called speaking. From the lower realm, it looks like letters. As it trickles down, as that life force, as that energy starts to what? Starts to trickle down into the world. To us, it's perceived as what? It's the idea, it's the mind of God becoming letters. It becomes so much, you know, so real, so much is it letters that you can write it in a book. You can put it on paper. But at its shorest, it's not really letters. From our perspective, we call it letters. Kigon, for example. Hashem wants to create light. So how did Hashem make light? Kigon lebriyas ha'or mimidas ha'chesed. So let's assume that light created, like we learned last time, on the first day, comes from the midah of chesed. Okay. So how does Hashem take chesed as a midah of Hashem, and turn it into what? Turn it into actual light. Nimshach mimena hamshachas pu'ula v'koach, lif'ol v'livro bro asor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to somehow draw out of that essential character trait, that midah called chesed, Hashem has to manipulate it in such a way that it becomes what? From our perspective, it becomes light. From a higher perspective, it's not light, it's chesed. V'hamshachas koach zeh v'chayo zeh nikra b'shem maimar, and that effluence of light, that influx of light, right? That extraction of that koch, taking that chayos, taking that life force, and extracting it in such a way that it becomes light, what we would call tangible light, that, so to speak, takes place through a process of Hashem speaking. That's called mimer. That's Hashem talking. Or if you want to get into the details of what Hashem said, that's called Yehi Or. That's called Yehi Or. Those are the letters by which Hashem made light. Those are the letters. Now, let's point out, says the Baal HaTanya, the difference between what we call letters and what Hashem calls letters. When we have letters in our life, when I have, you know, words, phrases, ideas being formulated in my mind, right? So when I think about it, it doesn't become reality. On a certain level, it does, right? Meaning, why does the Torah say a person has an obligation to control his thoughts, not to think heretical thoughts? Not to think perverse thoughts. Because on a certain level, we're created in the image of Hashem, and just like Hashem creates with his mind, we also, in a sense, can create with our mind. But obviously, says the Baal HaTanya, when we have thoughts, when we think of letters, right, it's not exactly the same like when Hashem thinks of letters. We call makom heim inyan hamora al ishavis ha'or mi'ayin liyesh. Right? Obviously, the letters of Hashem are not like the thoughts of us, but it's similar enough to make this comparison that when Hashem thinks about Vayehi Or, and that trickles down to now it looks like Hashem is actually saying Vayehi Or, the result is actually Yehi Or. The result is actually there is light in the world. That energy, that force of life, goes from a nothing to a something from our perspective. It goes from an Ayin, from an Ein Sof, from an infinite God that we can't understand, to a Yesh, to something that we can experience in this world. B'chever, understand and listen carefully. This midah of chesed could make a lot of things. It doesn't have to make or. What can you make from chesed? What else is compared to chesed besides light? How about water? Water is compared to chesed. Fire is compared to gvura. So how did it come out that Hashem's chesed, as it trickled down to this world, became light? Why didn't it become water? And the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was steering it in that direction. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to express it in that way. The same way that the ideas that I'm trying to share with you now, I thought about them before, and they're coming out a certain way right now. It could have come out a different way. It could have said it differently. So Lahavdil, Hashem also, Hashem's Midah of Chesed, right, at its essence, contains many different things. There are a lot of things in our world which are rooted in Chesed. So how did chesed become or? How did chesed not become water? How did it not become mayim? That's also rooted in chesed. It must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is steering and packaging and defining, namely letters, giving a shape and a tzura and an expression to chesed in a particular way, that it comes out as or. Shelachei nivra ha'or me'amshachas kawach zeh. It's therefore that light is able to come from what? From, so to speak, squeezing out that koach of the chesed. V'lo nivrao mimenu dvar macherim. Shenivrao gam kem imidas ha-chesed. Right? Like we just mentioned. It didn't create other things, which in theory it could have created. It's also contained within chesed. There are other things chesed can produce. Kamo mayim v'kiyotze behem, like water and the like. But because Hashem steered it in a particular direction, mipnei shenislav shu behem kochos v'chinas seirufim acherim, they could have enclosed themselves in slightly different kochos with a different arrangement of letters, and it could have produced a different result. It could have produced water. So chesed can create many things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to steer it in such a way that Vayomer Elokim, Hashem said, Yehi Or, let there be light, Vayehi Or, and there was light. But it didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to what? To arrange the letters, to enclose it, to envelop it, to express it, again, both hiding, concealing his essence, while at the same time revealing, speaking to us, the same way, again, when you speak, you're giving up your life, you're giving up your breath, at the moment you're projecting words. So Hashem did the same. But realize that those letters, and the arrangement of those letters, which are precisely given to us by Hashem, it doesn't, that whole concept doesn't exist above. It's just the essence of Hashem. As it trickles down, again, for lack of a better word, into our world, So it looks like these letters as opposed to those letters. It looks like this idea as opposed to that idea. So therefore, says the Baal HaTanya, listen carefully, v'nimtza, and therefore it seems that what? Ki kol chayos v'kochos hanimshachos mimidosof hakadoshos letachtonim. All of that chayos, all of that life force, all of that koach, as it what? As it expresses itself from the midos down to this world. Levara mi'ayin li'esh, creating a physical reality as we perceive it. U'l'hachayosim u'l'kaimam. And like we learned in the first parak, not only was it created and then abandoned, but it's constantly creating. It's constantly pumping life into it. It's constantly recreating and sustaining. Nikros b'shem osios hakadoshos. From our perspective, we call that letters. That's what we call holy letters. Osios kadoshos. Shein b'chinas hamshachos hachayos miratzono v'chachmaso midosav leshavos olamos l'chayosam. Because it's a manifestation of the drawing down of the chayos, the life force of Hashem, from His will, His supernal will, to chachma, to His midos, all the way down into this world, and being able to give them life. Right? As that happens, they take on the form of letters. And if you go past letters, by the way, what do you see? You see it for what it is? Our good friend, this blue big pen. Yeah, it's a blue big pen. If we could see it higher, we would see that it's letters. If we would see it higher, it's not letters. It's nothing other than what? The midah that Hashem is trying to express through this blue big pen. If we were to go higher, we'd realize the midah is rooted in the chachma of Hashem. And we'd realize the chachma is rooted in the ratzon of Hashem. And we'd realize the ratzon is rooted in the what? In the etzem Hashem. So letters is just another stop along the way, so to speak, in Hashem manifesting Himself in this world. But again, the Baal HaTanya reminds us that's all from our perspective. Let's make it a little bit more concrete in our comparison to ourselves. Do you share? Do you speak? Do you say everything that you think? I hope not. Right? I hope not. I certainly don't. There's certain things that we think, letters that we form in our mind that we never reveal. There are other letters, ideas, words in our mind that we do reveal, that we do express. So says the Baal HaTanya, Vehem shnei mine olamos. There are two types of worlds that are created from letters. Just like we have letters that remain hidden in our mind and in our heart, and we have letters that we share with others, we express, and we act upon, we say it, and then we even do it. So too, from Hashem's perspective, obviously, there are two kinds of worlds. There are two ways that letters, you know, manifest or not in this world. Sometimes they express themselves openly, sometimes much more hidden. They remain hidden in just like the letters that remain hidden in your mind, the words you haven't said. Says the Baal HaTanya, number one, there are almin sesimin. I added the one and the two. It's not in the Tanya. Every letter, you have to be very careful if you edit the Tanya. I'm not editing the Tanya, I'm just editing our page so make it easier for us to read. Almin sesimin de lois galion. However, there are hidden worlds which remain hidden, not revealed, lo escalion. Heim ha-mishavim v'chayim v'kayamim mikochos v'mshachos ne'alamos. They are what? They are mishavim. They exist and they give life. And they are sustained from what? From hidden kochos. Kamo osios ha-machshava sheminishmas ha-adam al derech mashal. Just like the letters of your thoughts, of your mind, within a person, by way of a mashal. Just like within a person, you have things that you think about that you don't actually express. So too, there are, so to speak, hidden letters which create hidden worlds. There are worlds that we can't see. The world that we can see, we see it as a world. We don't even see the letters in our world. But there are worlds we don't even see because they come from what? They come, so to speak, from the hidden letters. Letters that have not really descended from the infinite will, the mind of Hashem, so to speak. And then, secondly, there are Alman de Izgalian. Then, of course, there are worlds which are revealed. And where does that come from? Nivru v'chayim mehesgalus, shenizgalu kochos v'amshachos hane'alamos, hanikraos v'shem osios ha-machshava. That's the revelations that are allowed to take place, that are drawn down from those hidden worlds, from that world of machshava. There are letters in your mind right now. Right? I'm using my koach hadibo right now, in addition to my mind. You're listening, you're thinking, you're processing. Ukishahein v'chinas hisgalus, lachayos amid hisgalion. So when they are able to what? Reveal themselves in order to give life to revealed worlds, to Almond is Galion, to revealed worlds. So what do we call them when it goes from here to here? Right? How do we get it from just being a thought in my mind or in my heart? How do I bring it out into the world? The answer is, from the human experience, the answer is speech. And the same thing is true from Hashem. If you see something as manifesting in the world, that means, in our revealed world, if you see it, that means what? That means Hashem spoke it. It's as if Hashem said it. That's why we're able to see it. Now, we might see it even lower than speech. We don't see letters. We see, again, the thing as it is. We see the physical object. But the fact that it's revealed in our world means that at some point Hashem spoke about it. That's what we call the Asara Ma'amaros, the 10 utterances, the 10 foundational utterances by which Hashem created the world. Nikros B'Shem Ma'amaros, we call it the Maimer Hashem. We call it the Dvar Hashem. Baal Tanya says we call it Ruach Piv. These are the things that Hashem has said. And by speaking, Hashem creates. Kamo osios hadibur ba'adam al derech mashal. Just like if I want to have a relationship with you, I have to talk to you. I have to express myself to you. Right? If I'm sitting and I'm just thinking about how I'd like to ask that girl out on a date and I never ask her out on a date, I'm not going to have a relationship with her. Right? So if a person, and if I think a certain, idea, I'd love to have a chavrus with my friend Aaron, and I never ask him for a chavrusa, so that just remains in a concealed world. It sort of exists because it exists in my mind, but it never becomes a reality. So when I speak, it's much more revealed. It's much closer to physical reality. So this mashal, again, and that's the whole point of this parak, another mashal for us to think about, the mashal of Hashem speaking. That by Hashem speaking, so to speak, it's megalos, hein megalos, migalos l'shomim, mashay etzofen v'sasim b'libo. You're revealing to those who are listening, because someone could be speaking and no one's listening. But if there's someone who's receiving it, right, receiving your words, that's developing a relationship, processing an idea, taking it in, and therefore what? It's taking that which is sofun, that which is hidden and concealed, and revealing it. It's making it more of a reality. Okay? So that's the concept of Hashem speaking. Aval be'emes osios adibra shamayla ma'ayla mimadrego samohos chachma v'seichel anevrayim. V'chevra, let's be very clear and let's be very honest and let's say something that should hardly need to be said. Obviously, when I think something and then I say it, right, there's a certain degree of what? Of making it a reality. By talking about it, I've made it a little more tangible, a little bit more real. But that doesn't compare, says the Baal Tanya, there are infinite levels apart between a human being speaking and Hashem, kivyachol, in quotes, speaking, revealing letters. Because when Hashem speaks, what happens? It becomes reality. If I say, let there be a butterfly, there's no butterfly flying around my room, but if Hashem says, let there be a butterfly, there's mamash a butterfly. So it says the Baal Tanya, look again. Aval be'emes b'chinas osios hadibur shamayla. The way that Hashem, the letters and the speech of the one above Hashem, is so superior. He lamaila hu lamaila mala madregos mahos chachma v'seichel anevram. When I take my idea and I bring it to this world through speech, it only reveals so much. When Hashem speaks, it's much more than just a thought. It creates. Sharei b'maimer osios. When Hashem said nasa adam mitzalmenu. When Hashem just thought about it, or from our perspective, said, let there be man, so then a human being, a thinking, brilliant human being was created. Hashem doesn't even have to talk. Hashem can just, Hashem blows, and a clump of dirt comes alive. So obviously, let's remind ourselves, the Baal Tanya always does, he moves us forward and then he pulls us back. He says, listen, this even the mashal is very imperfect. When we talk about God thinking or God speaking and how that creates reality, that's not, yes, when I share my feelings with my friend Alex or Jack, so that's revealing, it's creating, it's nurturing, it's developing an idea, it's developing a relationship, it's expressing something, it's making it more tangible in the world. But it's not like when Hashem talks. Hashem says, let there be man, and there's mamash a man. Hashem says, let there be light, and there's mamash, you know, light is created. It's a different thing. Imkain, so if that's so, Hadibur v'hevel ha'elyon hu mekor ha'chachma v'ha'seichel shebenishmas adam arishon. So that means Hashem's speech has the ability to what? To create all of the wisdom, all of the depth of Adam Rishon. What's higher, speech or thought? Right? You would say that thought. So Hashem speaks. Hashem, listen carefully. Hashem speaks and he creates Adam's ability to think. He creates the seichel of Adam. So it must be in our world, think about it like this. In our world, we think something. And then we bring it down into speech. When Hashem talks, he creates the mind of Adam. So what do you mean? How is Dibor creating Machshava? Ah, it must be that Hashem's Dibor is above Adam's Machshava. Did that make sense? Did I explain that well? Let's say it again. Right? We think an idea, and then we bring it down a level into the world of speech. And yet when Hashem spoke, Hashem created Adam's mind. So how is that possible? It must be that the mind of Adam is lower than what? Than the speech of Hashem. Again, that's an obvious point for us, right? But what that means is that Hashem's speech and our speech are totally different playing fields. Hadibur v'hevel elyon hu mekor ha'chachma v'aseichel shebenishmas Adam. Hashem's breath is so powerful that it creates the mind, the intellect, the chachma of Adam HaRishon. And contained within the mind of the Rishon Chavra is what? Is every human being, every tzaddik. You ever heard a brilliant shir from a brilliant Talmud Chacham? And you say, like, wow, how does that Rosh Hashiva, how does that Rav, right? How did he think of these ideas, right? We're learning the Baal Tani, he's a super genius. How did the Baal Tani think of these ideas? How did he put it together? You're blown away. The Baal Tani's mind was contained within the mind of Adam HaRishon. And you know who else is contained within the mind of Adam HaRishon? Every tzaddik. Every idea is contained within the brilliant, infinite mind of Adam HaRishon, the starting point of all of mankind. Every Rambam, every Rav Chaim Brisker, every deep teaching of the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov, every B'nai Yisachar, every Chavetz Chaim, every Aruch HaShulchan, everything. Every Tshuva Nodi Yehuda and Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eger. Every Ktsos HaChoshen and the Sivas HaMishpat. It's all in the infinite mind of Adam Rishon, which was created by what? By Hashem going like this. A blow of air from Hashem created all of that infinite wisdom. Hashem speaking a couple of words creates all of that reality. And again, that's all just from our perspective. Vahainu. Yeah, and this mind, by the way, of Adam Rishon, again, is Kolelis Kol Nishma Tzadikim, contains all of the Tzadikim ever. And that mind of the Adam and the mind of the Tzadikim is greater than angels. Heim Gedolam Heim Melachei Asharis. V'hainu Lefisha Osios Diburo Yisbarach. Hein V'chinas Hamshachos Kochos V'chayos V'midos of Yisbarach. Because the letters of Hashem, speech, are rooted, are drawn down from what? From that life force of Hashem's midos. And Hashem's midos are what? Miyuchados b'mahuso v'atzmuso b'tachas ha'yichud. As you've been learning all along, the truth of the matter is, like a ray of light away from the sun, it looks like it's a separate entity, but it's not. So that means Hashem's speech is one with his mind, is one with his midos, is one with his intellect, is one with his ratzon, is one with his essence. It's all one. Shehu lamala mala la'ein case madregas chachma bin Avraham. So therefore, like we learned, kulam b'chachma asisa. What for us is a big chachma, for Hashem is an asiya. What for us we think is like, wow, for Hashem is like, that's a low level by me. Shehu lamala mala la'ein case madregas chachma bin Avraham. The lowest expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever is trickled down into the lowest realms, into letters. Which for us is like, whoa, that's beyond. For Hashem, that's very low down in the scale. Those letters, that speech of Hashem, the word of Hashem, creates the mind of Adam HaRishon. Creates the mind of every Talmud Chacham that ever was and will be. V'lo nikra'o b'shem osios l'gabe ha'nivraim el l'gabe midos of Yisbarach b'chvodan v'atzvan. And therefore what? Lo nikra'o b'shem osios l'gabe ha'nivraim. When we talk about letters, don't think of it the way that we, oh, I had an idea, and then I said it, and maybe I even acted upon it. Says the Baal Tanya, no, 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 be careful. When we're talking about Hashem, we're not talking in that same way. When we talk about Hashem, Hashem's letters are infinitely, deeply connected, intimately, and deeply connected to what? To Hashem's midos, which are connected to Hashem's essence. Right? So, again, the Baal Tanya taking us in many ways back to the first parak of Shar Yichud V'Amuna. When Hashem spoke and created the world, and those letters are still in their place, upholding the world, again, that's only on a very low level. But the letters are rooted in the thoughts, in the midos, in the chachmos, in the ratzon, in the etzem Hashem. So now you understand how they're so alive. Everything in the world is so alive. Because again, we have a choice to live as a ray of light separate from the source. In which case, yeah, Hashem spoke to us. Hashem said like this or like that. And Hashem wants us, by the way. That's the lower reality. Hashem wants us. When we read the Chumash, when we take a Chumash in our hand, we read, Bereishis bara Elokim. Bereishis is not bara, and bara is not Elokim. Different letters, different words, different expressions. But on the highest level, again, Yichuda Ilah, it's mamish all one. It's one big ball of light. You can't see any difference. There's no Bereishis Shemos Veikra B'midbar Dvarim. When you see it at its essence, it's not Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem said, let there be a sky. It's all one at its essence. Okay? And again, that's how we want to live. We want to swim in that. We don't want to be a ray of light who gets lost. Yes, we have to be that ray of light to be able to feel that my choices matter, and my mitzvahs matter, and my speech matters, and I can express, I can hide, I can reveal, I can conceal. Right? I'm just like Hashem. On a revealed level, on a low level, that's true. On a higher level, we try to say there's something even beyond the letters. Right? We think letters, like, whoa, the letters of creation, that's such a deep idea to look around and to imagine everything being made up of letters floating around. But says the Baal Tanya, that's only still from our lowly perspective. From a higher perspective, it's much more than letters. It's the essence of Hashem present in this world. It's just, it's hidden from us, so it looks like letters. And it also doesn't even look like letters. It looks like objects, looks like things. Last paragraph for tonight. Remember, the 22 letters are the most special thing in the world. The Baal Tanya says these 22 types of what? Of hamshachos, chayus, v'kochos, shonim, zemizah. These 22 types, these 20 forms of what? Of hamshacha. Again, the good English word is effluence. Right? These effluences. These effluences means these things that are extracting something from something else. So these 22 letters, which are an extraction of Elokus in our world, each one different from the other one. Aleph is not a Beis, Beis is not an Aleph. Shebehen nivrau kol olamos alyonim v'tachtonim. And from these letters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything. As I told you when we first learned the first parak of Tzaddik Kohen of Lublin says, that when Hashem wanted to create an ox, Hashem wanted to make a shor. He took a shin and a vav and a resh and he fused them together to make a shor. When Hashem made me and he gave me my neshama, he took a mem and a shin and a hay and he said, Moshe. And he said, you need a little more. So he gave me a tzadi and a bez and a yod, Moshe tzvi. Okay, now you have a neshama. Now you exist. Right? Each of these letters is a building block. And again, remind yourself that the letters are rooted in much, much higher things. It's only from our perspective that we talk about letters. Letters are just another way that we distinguish one thing from another. So these 22 kinds of effluence, these 22 forces that are influencing, that are expressing themselves in our world, which everything comes from, and everything within the upper worlds and the lower worlds, it's all letters. If we could see our body properly, we would see nothing other than letters. And if we could see deeper, we'd realize letters is still a low level. Because that is how Hashem decided to do things. Why, we don't know. But it's Dafka 22 letters. Livro ha'olam b'chaf beiz mine hamshachos shonos Dafka. To create the world with these 22 sources of life, of light, of energy. Dafka. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. Not more and not less. The Pasuk says, and I always think about it, Nagila v'nismacha bach. Right? We should rejoice and we should be happy with you, Hashem. So the Medrash discusses the question, what does it mean to be Nagila v'Nismecha Bach? Right, so the Medrash makes a point to say, the celebration is not just celebrating the Torah, but celebrate the Torah because it's Bach, because of its connection, because it's you, Hashem. But I always think about that word, Bach, right? Beis Chaf is the Chaf Beis Osios. Nagila v'Nismecha Bach. It might look like letters, or it might even not look like letters. It might look like words or concepts on the page of the Chumash. It might look like this blue pen in my hand. But remind yourself that when I look at those things of this world, it's made up of letters. And those letters are really also not the truth. The letters are just a manifestation of Hashem's will, a manifestation of Hashem's midos, Hashem's chachma, Hashem's ratzon, Hashem's essence. Right? We're mamish swimming in it. We're in the ball of the sun. That's the whole avoda. 22 letters precisely, not more, not less. The hein, hein, chaf, beis, osios, hakfuos, bepeh, v'lashon. These are the 22 letters that Hashem has gifted us with the awesome gift of speech, which sets apart a human being, created b'tzalem Elokim from an animal, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. U'tmunasan b'ksav himor al tzir ha'amshacha. And even the shape of the letters, right, represent the hamshacha, that, again, that influx of energy, right? Each letter, as it's drawn, should be pictured as like a source of light and life flowing downward. Shagam osios hadibur v'machshava shebenefesh ha'adam. Hein hamshachos me'aseichel v'hamidos shebenefesh mimehusan v'atzmusan. Because if you could believe that the words that you speak, which you first contemplated, and why am I thinking about them? Because I felt a certain way. Why was I feeling a certain way? Because my inner seichel, right, my the hidden recesses of my mind, are causing me to have an emotional response. And somehow that's all rooted in what? In the essence of me. So if the words that come out of my mouth are sometimes an expression of my essence, so all the more so, a million times more so, all the more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words are an expression of His essence. So what's the point of this parak? It's a harder parak. What's the point of this parak? I would say the point of this parak is, again, to remind ourselves that whatever, however you perceive it, right, it's rooted in something higher. So how does this impact the way that I look at myself? I look at myself and I say, wait a minute, I'm not made up of flesh and blood. I'm made up of letters. And now I go deeper. I'm not only made up of letters. What are letters? Letters are the midos of Hashem. The midos of Hashem are the machshavos of Hashem. Machshavos of Hashem is the ratzon Hashem. The ratzon Hashem is the etzem Hashem. Right? So I'm constantly working to again strike that balance between feeling my own independence, my own individual identity, and at the same time surrendering it all back to its source. And to remind myself again, like we learned in that first parak, that what? It's these letters of Hashem that uphold the world. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second is choosing to take His breath, to take His life force, and to constrict it, and to channel it, and to send it down to this world till it looks like Hashem's talking to us. Vayomer Hashem. Asara Ma'amaros. But the goal is not to stop there. The goal is past the Asara Ma'amaros, to realize that's only from our perspective. Are there Asaros? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Soli Olam Ve'ed. Wow, look at a beautiful world Hashem made. That's the lower level. That's called Yehuda Tata. The Zohar's Yehuda is close your eyes, black out the world, and Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, it's like this, it's like that. Nah, there's no this, there's no that. There's no letters, there's no midos, there's no machshavos. It's all Hashem Echad. Okay, that's what we're trying to learn here. That's what we're practicing. That's what Shar Yichud V'Amun is all about. All right. What do you say, Chevra? We're getting there. These are very deep ideas.